This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Mrs. Mistry. Last name M for Mary, I for India, S for Sam, T for Tom, R, Y. Her first name is Champa, C for Charlie, H for House, A for Apple, M for Mary, P for Peter, A for Apple. Date is June 23, 2026, period Niperekrav. She's a 64-year-old female patient who comes with a history of significant decrease in functional capacity over last 6 to 12 months, where she thinks that she can walk about 1 to 1.5 miles or climb one flight of stairs. One important symptom she has noticed that when she climbs the 15 steps in the house at a faster speed, she gets significant palpitation, which she is notices, and sometimes the husband notices. And she becomes short of breath, and she has to wait, and wait for a few minutes for the shortness of breath to settle down, period. She says she does not get palpitation on a horizontal walk, but she would get palpitation on hiking, period. Her functional capacity has decreased by more than 50% in last 6 to 12 months, period. She has a history of edema of feet at times in last 3 months and past history of colitis, period. No history of chest pain, comma, chest pressure, comma, chest tightness, or chest discomfort, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, period, and no history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem. No history of dizziness or syncope, period, new paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, period, history of mild hypercholesterolemia, period, no history of myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, period, no history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. She has been diagnosed to have significant arthritis, which probably may be rheumatoid arthritis, and she has been treated in the past with methotrexate. Method M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, H for House, O, T for Tom, R, E for Europe, X for X-ray, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, period. She also recently had a 15-day course of steroids for arthritis, period. She gives history of colitis, which is now under good control, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. The family history, father died at the age of 73, comma, mother died at the age of 92, And one brother died at the age of 73, and all of them died due to cerebral hemorrhage, period, new paragraph. Personally, she's 5'2" tall, period. Her weight is 150 pounds, period. She's housewife, period. And she's not on any cardiac, coma, blood pressure, or lipid control medicine, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann signs, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal spiris, which has 3/4, and both posterior tibial, 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 120/70 mmHg, period. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and a 2/6 ejection systolic murmur in the aortic area, which may suggest aortic stenosis, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period, and there are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, with the heart rate 85 beats per minute, and it is within normal limits, period. Analysis, the patient has a significant history of cerebral hemorrhage in the family member, and she has a also significant history of shortness of breath with a significant decrease in functional capacity over last 1 year, period. In view of this finding, plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy or structural wall problem, particularly aortic stenosis, period. The pros and cons of coronary calcium score were explained, and patient will plan to do coronary calcium score, period. June 9, 2026, patient had a ultrasound of the both lower extremity, which was negative for the any DVT. D for David, V for Victor, T for Tom in capital letters, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, progressive shortness of breath with significant decrease in functional capacity of more than 50% in last 6 to 12 months. Next line, number two. Palpitation, particularly on hiking or going uphill, UPHILL. Next line, number 3. Aortic stenosis period clinically. Period. Next, number 4. Significant family history of cerebral hemorrhage. Period. Number 5. History of rheumatoid arthritis. Period. And number 6, past history of colitis, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.